from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Almost perfect games, nearly imperfect quarterback. We got plenty to talk with. our buddy Jason Lloyd of The Athletic and 92.3 The Fan as he joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, buddy.
Hi, how are you guys?
I mean, you just have to
Great, man. Pumped.
You have to be pumped to talk more about allegations against Deshaun and bad play by Deshaun.
I mean, I'm not at all. I was trying to come up with a good joke, and I didn't have one off the top of my head, so screw it. No, I'm just so sick of all of it.
How do you think the Browns feel about it at this point?
Oh, God. I'm sure they have to feel the same way. Like, you know, go back, not to relitigate history, but they make the trade, right? And I defended the trade. I thought Baker wasn't good enough. They have to do better than Baker. So I got why they pursued him. But then after that, like, and they say they do their due diligence and everything else. And then, like, I don't know the timeline. I'm doing off the top of my head. Like, a month later, 2 months after the trade, this New York Times story comes out with, like, 60-something women that he had involvements with. What do you think the Browns felt then? Yeah. Like, it never stops. But part of them had to know. And, again, I defended it for a long time. But you had to know, and pardon the bad pun, but when you get in bed with this, what that entails. And it means it's never over. And you thought that you were past the statute of limitations, and you thought you were past it all. Nope, you're not.
Jason, in the event that this, and I know the league has come out and saying, well, there's no new charges for Deshaun, and we're just beginning our investigation here. But in the event that this is treated as a new thing by the NFL, do we know the specific conditions in Deshaun's contract that would allow them a clean out?
I think this is, based on the allegations, it's just allegations. We'll see what comes of it. Based on the allegations, I think this is totally different than before. And that's just me talking. Like, this is just me. Mm-hmm. The fact that, like, before it was all massages, right? And it was, like, all with massages. This is a full-blown sexual assault. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is, if this proves to be credible, I think it is a complete game changer. This is totally different. As one thing, in having some conversations with people around the Browns when this whole thing started, I'm like, all it takes is one woman to come out and say that he did this to me. Like, it was a physical, forceful action. I'm trying not to use certain words because I don't know where the FCC falls on that. But, and that changes everything. And this is the first one now that has done that, that has come out and said, yes, this is what he did. And again, it's just an allegation. Got to investigate it. But will one lead to more?
Mm.
That's what I'm, I don't know.
What do you think the NFL is going to do about it?
If it's credible, they'll suspend him. He'll be suspended again. If this proves to be credible and separate from all of the other, because again, this is a totally different case. Mm-hmm. And it's just my feeling on that is that, yeah, he could be suspended again. It could open up a whole new investigation because, again, this is a totally different charge than what the other women were alleging to have had happened. So I think anything and everything is on the table with this. We got to see where it goes.
Go ahead, buddy.
If we switch it over to the on-field stuff when it comes to Deshaun and the Browns in general, Jason, what was the most troubling aspect of the Week 1 performance against Dallas to you?
Oh, boy. Pull up a chair. The most troubling aspect was just how completely lost he looked and the whole thing looked. I mean, he's throwing the ball 7 yards out of bounds. He's throwing the ball. He's completing passes to CeeDee Lamb. That is horrifying.
Not only that, like, that was max protect, no pressure coming, yeah. Bounced twice, was able to step into it. If you're just watching the game from your couch, you're, like, anticipating a dart downfield for 15 yards and a first down or something. The way that he confidently threw the ball out of bounds 6 yards to CeeDee Lamb, I was like, what in the world was that?
Yeah.
No one's talking about what a good catch it was by CeeDee, by the way.
The negative media. Can you imagine if he threw it? He should have thrown it back to him. Can you imagine if he just, like, hauled off and heaved it back? But it was the two end zone passes, fade routes into the corner of the end zone, were basically thrown. They were thrown to the photographers, thrown it into the stands. Like, zero touch, zero. But then he turns around and throws a pretty good ball to Amari down in the end zone. So, and that's, like, the whole thing is, like, there's still snippets, there's still bits and pieces that there's still something in there. But the bad is so bad. The bad is so, so bad that it makes you just question everything. Like, yeah, I think this is a major, major problem. And I know it's one game, but it's not one game. Because just sit down and show me the list of reasons why you believe that he's going to return to the player that he was 4 years ago. Yeah. How? It's not a very long list of evidence. And I just feel bad for Browns fans that didn't ask for this, had a lot of this dumped on them. And again, I say this as someone who supported the trade at the time. I get it. But I also, something in my brain just broke at the Greenbrier. Like, something broke in my head when he's standing there at the Greenbrier and saying, oh, people aren't going to like me. And that's when I wrote the column about, you're not a victim, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not the victim in this. Don't try and stand there and act like a victim. Don't think enough time has passed that everyone has forgotten what happened and how this really went down. Sue Robinson said, yeah, you did it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got turned off by the whole thing after that.
Jason, the Browns have publicly, and I think a few times privately, have said they don't regret this trade. They wouldn't undo this trade if they could. Now, after the latest lawsuit and allegations, do you have any sense to believe or any, you know, feeling that that might have changed with both Deshaun's play and the fact that there is, you know, yet another allegation, another lawsuit out there?
It's too early. We got to see where this goes. Like, it's just, I mean, I don't know. I know it's the first, yesterday was the first that any of us had heard about it. I have no idea if the Browns had any prior knowledge of this or not. I don't know if Deshaun knew it was coming or not. So I just think you just have to let the investigation take its course and see if there's credibility behind this or not. The allegations are pretty awful. And so now you got to let the league investigate and you got to let the process play out and see. And see where it goes from there. And then if there's, you know, and like in his defense, if it turns out that this is not credible, he should sue her. But I don't know that that's going to happen. Like, you go back to all the other cases that he had, the 24, that number, they all run together.
Yeah.
What was it, 24, and he settled 23 of them?
Mm-hmm.
He wants to claim innocence in all this. He never did anything wrong. Why doesn't he turn around and sue anyone for defamation of character? Why?
Right.
That tells me what, you know, tells me what I need to know. But we, in terms of do the Browns regret it? Will they try and get out of it? All that. That's, I think we're on the 10-yard line of that. Like, you just have to let this, it's not, you know, you're not going to get resolution on that this week or next week. I mean, this is going to take a long time, I would imagine. Like, I don't think that this is going to be a speedy thing. This is going to drag out for a while. They usually do.
So with that, because we're in total agreement with a lot of what you've said, but when is, because I think the eraser phrase for this whole thing has been, well, if you're good at football, nothing else matters. And I'm sure that that's, you know, a good game on Sunday changes the equation to some degree for some people out there. But sure. Where's the point in all of this where even good football or great football isn't enough?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, it's like he would have to play great all year. Like, okay, it's one game. As awful as it was, and it was horrendous. It's one game. If he comes out and balls out against Jacksonville, that's not enough. Then he's got to come out and ball out against the Giants, ball out against Vegas, and on and on and on. If he has a monster year, then, oh yeah, a lot of people, it's pitiful, but it's reality. A lot of people will forgive a lot of the stuff or forget a lot of the stuff. But it's the combination of, we didn't ask for this, you dropped this on us, and oh, by the way, he sucks. Like, that's what a lot of fans, I think, are dealing with today of, we didn't want him here in the first place, we have no ties to him, he has no credibility with us, we didn't draft him here, we didn't watch him grow up as a player, he was a mercenary when he got here, and now he's not even delivering on his side of the contract. And now you're going to dump even more on the Saunas? So, but it's like he's here for this year regardless. Like, this isn't going to be resolved in the next month, I don't think, 6 weeks, anything like that. I would imagine that this will at least, and again, it's just a guess. Like, I don't have any information on that, but I would, you know, it's September. This isn't going to be wrapped up before the end of the year, I wouldn't think. So he's going to be here. And then, you know, if you're talking about exit strategy, I think that's probably for next year and beyond. I mean, they just restructured the contract again. They just gave him another monster check, and they just kicked more money down the road. Maybe that could wind up being a good thing, that they pushed more of the if they truly can get out of it. And I have absolutely no idea if they can or not.
But you mentioned that mentioned that he's going to be here. Is he going to be the starting quarterback the entire year? Like, how long do you think the leash should be for somebody who hasn't really shown all the things or any of the things that the Browns expected when they went down this road initially?
I think he will be the starter all year long.
Really?
Remember, oh yeah. They're not changing course. Not with what they have invested in him. They're not. You're going down with the ship. And again, it's one game.
Sure. But it's actually not, though. You know what I mean?
I know, but for this year, it's only been one game.
Sure.
So I think he's a starter all year long. Go back to Baker's last year, and he's basically out there with one arm.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that, like, that was an organizational decision to play him. That went far above Kevin. Mm-hmm. And that was an organizational decision. I've said this 100 times. They had to make a decision on him on whether or not to give him another contract or not. And, yeah, he was hurt and he was banged up, but they had a decision to make. So because of that, the decision went above the head coach. Well, they're paying him $230 million. Like, I wouldn't shock me at all if this decision goes beyond the head coach. Like, you know, we can look all out there and say he's not getting the job done if it continues to go down this path. And they'll say, well, this is where the money is. This is where the money's invested. Like, figure it out. That's your job. Figure it out. So, I mean, I would think he's the starter, at least for this year, unless, you know, injury prevents it. I don't think poor play would get him off the field, not anytime soon. Wow. It would have to get really, really, really ugly for that to be the case.
I mean, his adjusted QBR was 9 on nine. Sunday. As
nine, Jason, 9. Like, I didn't know you could get in single digits.
Well, you can do anything if you just put your mind to it, Chris.
Daniel Jones was next level horrendous, and his was 16.
Jason.
It was 9.
I know that you were above this sort of thing. There's a lot of people pointing to a specific Twitter account that feel like it might be a Deshaun burner. Have you set your journalistic eyes on that endeavor yet?
No, I know the account you're talking about. I've seen it. In fact, I was just having a text conversation about it just a few minutes ago before you called. I have no idea if it's him. It wouldn't shock me if it was someone within that inner circle. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say it's him, but it's certainly, if you go back and look at some of the tweets, it does look like it's somebody that's around him. Let's just say that. Like, well, that stuff happens all the time now. Like, whatever.
So, not because I do feel like we're looking a little bit back on this, but when Chris and I were talking about this earlier, you know, it's not as simple as if this thing does end up where Deshaun is no longer, whether it's a suspension or whether they move on from him, whatever it is. Look, the Browns claimed at the time, due diligence. We looked into this. We feel comfortable. Is there something, now that we've had 2+ years, is there something in the process that the Browns went through that could have been done differently to lead to a different decision or maybe given them a better chance at making a more informed decision that maybe this was going to be a little bit more than just, we'll get through the PR hit and get good football on the ground?
Well, I think that's how all teams view it. Just take the PR hit and move on. And, you know, I know that they spoke to Rusty Harden's associates, who, and Rusty's associates, before Rusty took the case, he had two female attorneys who were working the case with him. I can't remember their names. And they went back to sort of Deshaun's hometown, and they did some digging around on Deshaun and everything before Rusty agreed to take the case. And I know the Browns spoke to them about everything that they had found, and they got to a point where they felt good about it. What in that process could be different? I know the Browns took a lot of criticism at the time for not reaching out to Tony Busby or any of the victims and hearing what they had to say. I think that there's a lot that goes into whether or not that's prudent for the team to do, to reach out. There's competitive issues to that. You know, I don't know if there's a whole lot of trust on either side in a situation like that. And I think there's probably concern. Busby could go to the media and say Cleveland called, you know, whatever. There's a lot of different reasons for why things do or don't happen. So I don't know that they would look back on that process and say, we missed on this. We didn't do this. We should have done this differently. I think, I mean, Michael Hall, look at Michael Hall, all the allegations against him, he's back on the field the next day. So the NFL very much is just a take the PR hit and move on. And that's how it's been, and I don't think that's changing.
Jason, we got like 10 seconds here, buddy, but does Jacksonville feel like a must-win game?
No. No. I think they will win. I pick them to win. I think they will win. It's the second week of the season. We are a long, long, long ways away from must-win type situations. But certainly that building's going to feel a lot better if they do win, for sure. But I can't call it a must-win in week 2.
Jason, excellent stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right. See you guys.
See you, bud.
Jason Lloyd.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.